From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Should Utah's Public Service Commission continue a nearly five-year-old program that pays residents and businesses to install solar power systems? Local clean energy advocates not only hope the answer is yes, they want to see the small incentive program expanded. The commission is taking comments on the program now before making its decision. I spoke with Sarah Baldwin, Senior Policy and Regulatory Associate with Utah Clean Energy, and Renee Erlicking, Marketing Director for Garbett Homes, a Salt Lake City-based solar-powered home builder.
So Rocky Mountain Power, 5 years ago, launched a pilot solar incentive program which offered incentives of $2 a watt or $2,000 per kilowatt for residential and commercial systems. The program was capped at 107 kilowatts per year because it was a pilot and intended to gather information. So the pilot is now coming to its five-year sunset date, and the Public Service Commission, which is the entity that oversees utility decisions and all things utility, they have requested comments from the public and interested stakeholders on whether or not the pilot program should be continued and or expanded.
And Renee, tell me a little bit about why your company has an interest in ensuring this program continues or is expanded.
Well, we've been building solar-powered homes for a few years now, up and down the Wasatch Front. Actually, we're the largest production home builder of solar-powered homes, and all our homes come standard with solar as well as geothermal. This is something that we believe in. We've had a lot of success doing it, and we'd love to see any solar program, anything that uses renewables, but specifically solar, to be expanded in any way possible.
And Sarah, you were talking about this a little bit. How large is this program right now, and what are its current limitations?
So it's 107 kilowatts per year allocated among residential and commercial, which equates to a little over 30 solar systems per year. And given the market demand and the market potential, that is a really tiny segment of the population that could potentially install solar on their homes or on their businesses. The other challenge with the small program is that it's divided among residential and commercial. So commercial systems are typically much larger, and they take up a larger chunk of the available incentives, leaving residential customers and folks such as Garbett Homes with limited options to pursue available incentives.
So is this incentive coming from Rocky Mountain Power or from the state? Clarify that a little bit.
Sure. This is an incentive offered by Rocky Mountain Power.
Are there any indications that this might not be expanded at this time? And if so, how will you make your argument that it really is vital that it should be?
That's a good question. I think that really remains to be seen. Mm-hmm. And after 5 years of review of the pilot program, we believe there's substantial evidence to support a much larger program on a cost-effective basis. So the utility decisions have to be made on a cost-effective basis, a least cost, least risk standard that the state has put forth. And we have been involved in a number of utility proceedings, and there's enough evidence to indicate that this program, as structured, but expanded to be available to many more people, can be part of the utility's cost-effective portfolio.
Renee, tell us a little bit more about the solar-powered homes that Garbett Homes has been offering and kind of the price range so people get a sense of how affordable they are.
You know, we try and sell all of our homes in a price point that a first-time home buyer can afford. So our home started in the 160s, about $160,000, and it go up to about just under $250,000. And we see the $250,000 price point as kind of the ceiling for a first-time home buyer in the state. And so as a company, a few years ago, we decided that we weren't going to option solar or renewables. We were going to have it as a standard feature. You see, everyone wants to go green, but no one wants to pay to be green. And so we need to figure out how we could sell a Prius for the same price as a Corolla. And we've been doing that now for the last few years, and we've had overwhelming demand from people right here in Utah, first-time homebuyers, wanting to buy our solar homes, which can massively reduce their monthly energy costs.
Is it passive solar power? Is it actual panels on the roof? Talk to me a little more about that.
Yes, photovoltaics on the roof. We use a PVT system. It's a photovoltaic thermal, so it actually gives you hot water as well as converting sunlight into electricity. And it's a net metering program. So essentially, you'll get billed by Rocky Mountain Power at the end of the month, and they'll tell you how much electricity you used. Then they'll credit you back the power that you put back on the grid. And so essentially, Rocky Mountain Power is buying the energy from you.
That's Renee Ehrlicking with Garbett Homes and Sarah Baldwin from Utah Clean Energy. We have a link to more information about the Public Service Commission's upcoming decision and how to comment on the pilot solar incentive program at kcbw.org. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.